For the Dallas Cowboys podcast.
Screw 45 40 30. Des Bryant tripped up. No, he's still on his feet inside the 20. And he's knocked down at the 17 yard line.
Homo calls for it, gets it. Looking near side, lofting end zone for Bryant, who jumped forward. He's got it for a touchdown. He threw it up in the air, and Bryant leapt up and grabbed it. And the Cowboys, on the opening drive of the 2011 season, have themselves a 6-0 lead.
Throws a sharp pass down the right side for Austin. At the 5, away from the defender, diving to the end zone. Touchdown, Miles Austin.
Third touchdown of this game, Brad.
And Stan Mayo, he's got Holly all alone. At the 50, Holly to the 40, Holly to the 20, right to the 15, 10, dragged down to 2 as he showed off the ball. Jesse Holly went 77 yards. It must be a reality show.
Oh, my goodness. Team Dallas at its own 9, and DeMarco Murray is the tailback behind Fiametta. Witten's in a slot on the right, and it's a draw to Murray coming right. 15, 20, 25, and 30. Murray to the 40. DeMarco Murray with a block for Gray to the 20. DeMarco Murray, the first rushing touchdown since week one. Out of the eye with Tanner, the deep man, and Romo's going to throw a deep fade down the right side. Cut! Into the end zone. Touchdown! Des Bryant, a perfectly thrown fade down the right side. 20 yards. Touchdown, Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
And the Cowboys win! What a difference a week makes. Thank God the Cowboys won. It makes my week so much better. Anyway, thanks for joining us. This is America's Team, the Dallas Cowboys podcast. As always, I'm your host, Joe Bandy. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. And as everybody knows, we just had a big win, the Cowboys, 34-7, over the lowly St. Louis Rams. They're horrible. Not really. But they sure looked so yesterday. And not a good time to be a fan of any St. Louis team, because the Rangers finished off the win last night as well. So a great day to be a Dallas fan in general, and to live in the state of Texas. Anyway, a lot to talk about this week. Thank God, like I said earlier, the Cowboys won. Everything, like the sky is bluer, the sun is brighter, the birds sing sweeter, I don't know, when the Cowboys win. My dogs are happy they did not get kicked this Sunday. The remote is even more happy it did not get thrown. So I hope you're as excited as I am. I mean, I really thought we would win that game, but it was great to just, you know, win a game going away like that. And in large part due to Rob Ryan's awesome defense. The defense really stepped up. How about not letting them score there late in the game? We kind of let them get down there in the red zone, get really close, and then we just took it away from them there at the last minute. To save a 7-point game. So we held them to 7 points. Like I've been saying, that defense is coming around really nice. They are gelling at the right time. And believe me, we're going to need it. We're going into Philadelphia this Sunday night against the dreaded Eagles and Michael Vick. Michael Vick doesn't seem so scary anymore, though. But, you know, thank God we got the victory on Sunday. I can't say that enough. Right back in second place in the NFC East, which is nice. Only looking up at the New York Giants. So it may be a while, but it'll all wash itself out. And if we win the division, it's all over with, guys. We're going to take it all the way. But New York has a game against Miami coming up, so that's probably going to be a no-brainer for them. But we'll look forward to playing them later in the year, and it'll all everything will come out in the wash. But let's enjoy this victory on Sunday. Really stuck it to them. Everybody looked good. Everything we talked about worked out. We had talked about we needed the running game to happen. Ding, 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 ding. Guess what? It happened in a big way, in a record-setting way. Thank you, DeMarco Murray. Huge, huge day from that guy. So he really stepped up. Red zone, we talked about that. Not a problem. Got it done in the red zone when he needed to. Dez Bryant, usually no shows in the second half. Not this Sunday. He was there, had a touchdown pass in the second half there, actually in the fourth quarter at the end of the game to seal it. So offensive line coming together, looking really, really good. Montre Holland, how about that guy, huh? Literally just plug and play. That guy was sitting on his couch last week. So he came in, played the entire game, looked amazing, played great. Now if we could just get Doug Free to play that well, we'd be great. We can dive into that later in the show, along with a bunch of other stuff. Got some great audio coming up. So thank you for listening. This is America's Team, the Dallas Cowboys podcast. First down coming up next.
First down.
All right, so congratulations to the Dallas Cowboys on a fantastic win on Sunday over the St. Louis Rams, 34-7. Pretty much handled the Rams from the very beginning all the way through to the end of the game. Really, there was some signs of life out of the Rams right before the half. But other than that, there wasn't much coming out of those guys. And let's be honest, they're not a very talented team. They hadn't won any games. So this was a game that the Cowboys needed to win. I wouldn't say it's a statement game, but definitely on the right track for the Cowboys. Definitely that defense coming together, offensive line coming together, and really the most important thing is that running game coming together. And the Cowboys just put on a nice show, you know, a really nice day out of everybody. Nobody had spectacular stats except for the running game and DeMarco Murray. You know, this guy, wow, 25 for 253. One touchdown, started it off with the 91-yard scamper all the way to the end zone. That's what we like to see. That's what Cowboy fans needed to see. So, you know, quiet day out of Romo, nice, efficient, no turnovers, 14 for 24, 166 yards, two touchdowns. Normally Romo, you know, he'll be 250 and two scores somewhere around there, maybe an interception. But nice, quiet day. But that's what happens when you're able to run the ball. You don't have to throw the ball so much. And I really think that this is the kind of offense that Jason Garrett wants to run anyway. But defense, can't say enough about what they did, holding St. Louis Rams to 7 points. Only allowed 70 yards total rushing by the Rams. So we really shut down their running game. And quite a feat when you're talking about Steven Jackson. I mean, this guy, the Rams may not be that good right now, but that guy's been just remarkable for a number of years. And so to be, and he's gashed us in the past, and he does not like the Cowboys, that's for sure, because we kind of passed him over and went with a Julius Jones pick. How did that one work out for you? But anyway, looks like Jerry Jones can make up for that Julius Jones pick by his DeMarco Murray pick, because that guy looks like he's going to pan out. And, you know, I was sitting there watching that game, looking at Felix Jones on the sideline. And Felix was all smiles, but I had to be thinking, wow, Felix, you better be a little nervous, man, because this guy may put your butt on the bench. And God bless Tashard Choice, but once again, if Felix doesn't go down, that guy's somewhere else wearing another uniform. Comes in again, what's he do? He immediately fumbles the ball. Has kind of been his MO this season. Really hasn't produced much. So, but just looking at everything, the Cowboys, just an outstanding performance all sides of the ball. Time of possession, you know, we were up by over 8 minutes in time of possession. Had, I think, 38%, 3 of 8 on our third down conversion, something we need to work on going in the next week's game. We got to get better on third down. And a lot of that is a little misleading just because in the past, not so much yesterday, But a lot of times we throw the ball so long on first and second down that we don't get into a whole lot of third down situations. And when we do, we've been having trouble. But 38% yesterday, 3 of 8, and no fourth down conversions. Didn't have to, you know, didn't have any drama there at the end of the game. So no need to go for it on fourth down. Total net yards, 444 yards. We limited the Rams to 265 yards, 70 of that on the ground and 195 in the air. So just all in all, can't say it enough. Great, great game by the Cowboys. It's what they needed to do. It's what everybody expected them to do. And when you're a good team going up against a bad team, you need to win those games, put them away. You know, we've been playing a bunch of, you know, 5-1 teams and either squeaking a win out or giving the game away. So this is the kind of game where we needed to come out and just put them away. Don't mess around. We're going into Philly next week. We need to win that game. And then we come home, play Seattle, and then we have Buffalo. So a nice little stretch of games here. We're back in second place in the NFC East. Looking up at the Giants, as I stated earlier, the Giants are going to be playing Miami next week. So maybe a couple weeks before, as long as we keep winning, that we take over that number one spot in the NFC East. But it will all pan out like it always does because we're all going to play each other. We still have two games against the Philly, against the Eagles, and two games against the Giants, and that will determine it all right there, I'm sure. So let's look forward to, you know, just another good game coming up this week, and our hats off to Tony Romo, Jason Garrett, Jerry Jones, Rob Ryan, the whole gang there. Just a great job this week. I've got some audio coming up here that I think you're going to like. The first bit is from DeMarco Murray, just talking about that amazing run.
It was wide open. I mean, it was a bus could have went there. You know, like I said, the O-line did a great job. ISO play, and, you know, Romo did a great job at getting the safety out of there with a little patience. So, you know, like I said, it was wide open.
There's going to be a lot of talk about you being the workhorse back, the lead back from here on out. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm just going to take him one day at a time. Like I said, I know Felix is our starter. You know, he's a great leader in the running back room. And, you know, when you give an opportunity, you just have to, you know, continue to work hard. You know, like I said, I'm ready to be the number one guy. I'm ready to be number two, number three guy. Whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to do that with a smile on my face.
Did you have a feeling today when you got up that this might be a special day for me, even though you knew you were going to get a lot of carries?
I didn't. You know, you always wish to play well and hope to play well. But, you know, like I said, I've never thought in a million years that I would have this kind of day.
Had you ever had a day like this, high school, college, anytime?
High school I did. high school I did. But I've never, you know, experienced a game quite like this before.
Did you actually hear from Emmett? Did he text? I mean, have you heard anything from him? What do you expect to hear from him?
I don't know. I mean, he's a great running back and I have a lot of respect for him. I haven't heard anything. I haven't, you know, checked my phone or anything like that. So we'll see.
All right. So there you go. DeMarco Murray addressing the media after the game, talking about his big day, kind of how it hadn't really hit him yet. And it probably won't until today when he watches the film. But definitely giving credit to the offensive line, which was nice. I mean, those guys performed great yesterday. He said that a truck could have driven through that hole on the long run there at the beginning of the game. So it's great to see that. Seems like a nice guy. You know, if I'm Emmitt Smith, I don't know if I'm necessarily breaking off a call to the guy. I wouldn't be too fired up some guy breaking my record. But maybe he will. Who knows? But hopefully we can see a lot more of that coming out of this kid because that's really what we need. It's what we've been missing. We had it for a while in Marion Barber, who, you know, got injured there and just never seemed to really bounce back. And this just in, there was a Marion Barber sighting yesterday, believe it or not, there for Chicago. And there was a Roy Williams sighting as well. But, you know, it's like, why can't any of these guys ever play good for us? I don't know, but doesn't look like we're going to have to worry about that because as long as this kid DeMarco Murray keeps bringing it, we're going to be just fine. And if I'm Felix Jones, I'm getting real nervous. I'm hoping that leg heals quick because if this kid continues to run like this in the next couple of weeks while he's on the bench, it's going to be hard for him to get his job back. But good job giving that offensive line credit. Looks like that offensive line is coming together, and we'll be right back to talk about that in second down.
Second down.
All right, so as Murray was just pointing out, the offensive line had a lot to do with how we played yesterday and the outcome of that performance. I mean, those guys were blocking like crazy, And as they were alluding to on the broadcast, if you saw the actual Fox broadcast, was running a lot of misdirection because this offensive line is a little bit smaller, whole lot more athletic, but not that typical Cowboys, you know, just big, meaty, you know, giant line that we've had the last few years that they could manhandle people, but they just couldn't move that quick. So these guys, they can get out, you know, we can kind of do the misdirection, do some reverses, that kind of thing. And they opened up some great holes yesterday. And outstanding performance by Montre Hall. And can't say enough about what this guy did. Came in, played the entire game after being on the couch last week. Came in, signed to the Cowboys. This is, of course, we talked about this. This is the guy that we cut after the final preseason game. Came into camp a little overweight, not quite in football shape. So ended up getting cut. But to his credit, he did continue to work out, lost the weight he needed to lose. And then when our boy went down last week, was able to come in, worked him out, looked great, signed him immediately, and threw his butt right in the game, and he played amazingly. So this is a guy that could be a starter for the rest of the season and looked really good. He's a little bit meatier is what we needed. He's still very athletic, but definitely brought a lot to the game on Sunday. Here's Jerry Jones talking about DeMarco Murray, that offensive line, and in particular pointing out the great play of Montre Holland.
Emmett had that, and so it was a point of pride for everybody involved, him step in there and go ahead and get that record. Of course, you know what we think of Emmett Smith and know the great days we've had and the great wins we've had with Emmett, and I don't want to make a comparison there as much as I just want to commend Murray on a great day. I am proud for everyone concerned there. He's certainly worked hard, and he was so productive in college. He obviously has some uniqueness about him, and it was really good to see the kind of confidence that Jason had in him. And the way they played us today, that called for that kind of game. They were not going to pressure us, let us get out there in one-on-one situations with our receivers. They weren't going to do that. I thought Jason was outstanding in the way he managed the ball game. Give Hudson Hauk, I really do. The offensive line, they've certainly worked on it. Montre Holland, I had my eyes on him during the game. Played outstanding, unbelievable that he could come in and play the entire game, and he did. And he made some outstanding blocks in there on some key plays. So Montre kind of had my game ball there a little bit today.
Okay, so there's Jerry Jones, evidently in some kind of parking garage after the game, talking to the media. The quality wasn't that great, so I apologize. But in a nutshell, Jerry pretty excited about DeMarco Murray. There is a part in there where the media asked him about his – you know, some of his picks, and is he excited that this was one as being a general manager that seemed to work out, and so he was happy to take credit for that. But and then you could tell that he's very excited about Montre Holland. So it was good to see him come in. You know, we lost Phil Costa last week, so we'll see how long he's gone. But like I said, I think it's going to be kind of hard to take Holland out if he continues to play that well. And he played every single down. And, you know, it's what we need. He's, like I said, he's a little bit bigger guy, so he's able to move guys around a little bit, but he's still very athletic. Looking at the rest of the offensive line, Tyron Smith has played pretty well over there on the right side. Rookie coming in, that's another pick that's panned out pretty well. Looking on the left tackle, Doug Free, not quite where we thought he was going to be after last year. I think he's had some problems. Not exactly sure if it's just fundamentals, if he doesn't know how to set his feet correctly, or exactly what's going on with him. But he needs to, I think he just needs to continue to learn because he is struggling against some of the more athletic defensive ends. But overall, the offensive line gelling, coming together, and, you know, A-plus this last weekend. What a great showing, and definitely what we needed because we definitely needed to run the ball, and that's what we did. And, you know, we kept Tony from getting hit too much. So, great day by the offensive line. So, coming up in third down, going to talk a little bit more about DeMarco Murray.
Third down.
All right, so you know when a guy runs for 253 yards and a score, then we're going to spend most of the show talking about the guy. And let's continue with the DeMarco Murray chat. What's really great about this guy is that he's big, kind of like our old guy, Marion the Barbarian, but he's also very, very fast. If you watch some of that breakaway speed that he had, especially on the long run, and then on that second long run he had, looks like he just shut it down. I don't know. I guess from what I'm understanding is, and from what he said, is that he just knew he wasn't going to be able to make it to the end zone. He was spent. And so rather than risk having something horrible happen, he just decided to protect the ball, take it to the ground, kind of knew the game was over anyway. But this is the kind of guy we need, the kind of runner we need, who can bruise you but also can blaze you with his speed. And so I've got some audio here. Here's Jason Garrett. Just kudos all around from everybody about DeMarco Murray and his record-pacing day.
Very productive runner and receiver at Oklahoma. And then he got to camp, and he was behind because he missed a lot of practice early on. He didn't really play until that last preseason game. So he's a guy that, you know, you saw a lot of really good things, but you could tell he was just still trying to get into rhythm. And the more a runner gets the ball, the better rhythm hopefully he'll get into. And I think we saw a little bit of that last week in New England. We obviously saw a lot of it today. Style of defense the last couple weeks has been to play a little bit more coverage and give you some favorable boxes to run at, and we were able to do that. You know, we talk about it all the time. You have to be able to win different ways. You have to be able to attack the defense different ways. You want to be able to do what you do, but at the same time, if they want to play a certain style, you have to be so good attacking that style of defense that you're really in control of the whole situation. I think today was a pretty good example of that. I thought the defense did an outstanding job. You know, we've been playing such good run defense all year long, and that's a great runner over there. That's one of the best players in the league over the last half a dozen years. And he's such a good runner. He's such a good receiver. He's so good whenever he has the ball in his hands. So to be able to slow him down in the running game and put the onus on their passing game, that really plays to our strengths. And I just thought they did a good job doing that. Got some three and outs. I thought we did a good job keeping the ball on offense. And the score got where we wanted it to be, and it became more difficult for them to stay balanced.
Jason Garrett talking to the media after the game about DeMarco Murray, and then getting into how they approach things on defense and about how we stopped Steven Jackson. All right, coming up here is Tony Romo talking to the press after the game on Sunday.
It was nice. It was nice to be able to, you know, we hadn't played in a game like that in a while where, you know, I felt like the game had been decided there toward the end, and got the guys played hard. We did a great job, obviously, in the run game today, and offensively, and the defense played a great game, so it all came together. If I do know that he ran really hard and really well today, and knowing that we have more than one capable runner is a positive, and our football team will use that, and it'll be advantageous for us going forward. Well, you need to win. You know, we needed a win today. We had to have it, and it showed the way we practiced all week. This team's committed to playing good football and going forward and trying, you know. This team gives it all every week, I can tell you that.
All right, Tony Romo talking about how a powerful running game is advantageous. I don't know, something he said it weird, didn't he? Sounded kind of weird. But anyway, they're advantageous to having a good running game. You'd be surprised what a excellent running game will do to the rest of your ball club. You will actually win games instead of give them away every week. So, anyway, nice words from everybody there. You know, if I'm DeMarco Murray, I'm like, you know what, I this is something that needs to happen every week. And, you know, he's going to fight to get that starting job. And I'm sure he's not happy coming off the bench. So hopefully this will put a fire under him. He knows he can do it, and which is what we're going to need coming into next week. So in fourth down, we're going to be talking just about that, getting ready for this Philadelphia Eagles game next Sunday night. All right, so coming up, want to talk a little bit about the Philadelphia Eagles. They will be our fateful opponent this Sunday night in Lincoln Financial Field. We'll be there with all the battery chuckers in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, they tell me. Never showing too much brotherly love to any Cowboys fans, I can tell you that. But this is going to be a pretty good game. Looking forward to it. We've got, you know, the battle for the NFC East could be at stake. Now, Cowboys currently sitting in second place in the division. looking up at the New York Giants, and then we have the Philadelphia Eagles, who are currently occupying the cellar in the NFC East, which is astonishing to everyone I know because, of course, they were preordained, right? They're the dream team. They're supposed to be the Super Bowl champs this year. So far, it doesn't look too good. They haven't played that well. They've got some problems. Yeah, they signed a bunch of big names in the offseason, but it just hasn't worked out for them. Michael Vick's been hit and miss, and he played pretty well last week. They did get a win against Washington, and I can tell you Michael Vick went number one overall in my fantasy draft. Not by me, but I can't imagine that too many people are happy if they took Michael Vick with their number one pick. But looking at this game, you know, this is going to be you can throw out the records because no matter what it is, Philadelphia-Dallas is always going to be a good game. And we've tended to have the better of the Eagles in the last few meetings, and we hope that holds true again because we can really kind of start to build on this momentum that we had on Sunday against the Rams and look forward to coming back home and facing the Sea Chickens, beating up on those guys, and then we have another tough game against the Buffalo Bills at home. But this this game next Sunday night could go a long way to decide who wins the NFC East. And there's really no better place to get a win than in Philadelphia at night when those fans have been tailgating all day, pretty liquored up, all boozed up, and just putting a dagger in the heart there at the end of the game. Nothing better than that. But let's just take a look here at some of the rankings. Pass offense, Eagles are 10th with 271 per game. Rushing offense, they're first. They do run the ball a lot, mainly because of Michael Vick, 170 yards a game. Man, that's a lot. Passing defense, they are ranked 10th. They allow 217 passing yards, and they're 24th in rushing defense with 123 yards. So should have another good, hopefully a good a night of running the ball. Should be able to pass the ball a little bit. And, you know, they haven't seen a rush defense like what we're going to bring. And we're going to, you know, tee off and see what happens. But it's going to be a great game regardless. It always is. And we can just hope that we can get in and out of there with a nice win and then bring it back to Dallas and take care of business from here on out. Really looking forward to seeing how things pan out the rest of the season with the NFC East. Well, that's going to do it for this week of America's Team, the Dallas Cowboys podcast. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm your host, as always, Joe Bandy. And also, just want to remind you, if you have any comments, concerns, questions, any of that, you can always email me at atppodcast@sbcglobal.net. That is America's Team, atpodcast@sbcglobal.net. And drop me a line. Everybody have a great week. We'll do a full preview show of the Dallas-Philly game. That should be out somewhere around Wednesday or Thursday. So have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to America.